is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bass
tumble. John, you want some bliss?
Sure.
Here, let me hand you the bliss. Okay. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Now, here we go. Broadcasting live, Studio A, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of our instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. If you can't take notes because you're up there on the roof or your ladder or you're fixing your fence or you're on your tractor, just click on usaprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. Today our class is focused on how to protect you and your family from systemic economic failures. Almost all of them are man-made. And with me today in the broadcast classroom is John Reagan, U.S. Air Force officer, retired. Welcome, John Reagan.
Hi, Vincent.
It's great to be in the broadcast classroom with you. John, you know, you're finishing up your book, and we're going to be discussing some of the concepts in your book over the next this class and two more classes after this on Fridays. So we have been discussing Survival Economics 101, 102, 103, or we have been discussing 101. Today is 102. Next Friday is 103. And the following Friday is Survival Economics 104. So four classes in a series. So, John, let's discuss survival economics.
Sure, and before we get started, I'd just like to say, you know, in the financial world, we talk about the banks that are too big to fail.
Yeah.
Well, this week, you know, our family lost Bob Chapman, and I believe he left us shoes too big to fill. But we're going to do our best.
Bob Chapman was very, very close to us at USAprepares.com. He was one of the people that started me in broadcasting, and he decided that he was going to stay with us. As a matter of fact, as he became ill, he was on 44 hours of broadcast a week, you know, on a 7-day week. I don't know a single broadcaster that is on the air 44 hours a week. He had more broadcast time than full-time talk show hosts. By far. And he cut, he had to cut back some of his broadcasts, and he cut from 44 to 20 hours. And he called me, you know, probably a month ago, maybe just a little over a month ago. He called me up and he said he had to cut back on his broadcasts but not my show. And that's what he was telling me. He called to tell me that, that he did not cut back USAprepares.com. As a matter of fact, he was on with us every Tuesday in the afternoon and every Wednesday here on Genesis Communications Network. And Bob Chapman was responsible to a great deal of me and USAprepares.com being on Genesis Communications Network. So, yeah, his shoes are huge to fill, and he was naming names. He was exposing the corruption, and he was telling us what to do. And John Reagan, people have called me since he died on Monday, and they said so many of them said the same thing. They were in tears. They said, "Bob, we don't have you now, and we don't know what to do." And so he was a voice that people absolutely, positively trusted. And that cannot be said for everybody. Your thoughts, John?
And, you know, I agree. There's, when I started researching everything, you start off and you don't know what to believe, because anybody can, you know, say anything or print anything on the internet.
Right.
And it takes, you know, 2 to 3 years of just following people to know whether or not they've got a good track record. And Bob Chapman was one of those that had a good track record.
Yeah, he did. And he recommended that we go into the physical market rather than the paper market. And I've had some people call me and say that, you know, holy smokes, you know, silver's down, gold's down, you know, from its peak. And it absolutely is, or they are. However, if you haven't sold, you haven't lost anything. It's not like the paper market where a company can go out of business and all you have is a piece of paper that says you own shares in a company that does not exist. If you own precious metals, gold and silver, you physically have that material. And regardless of the current price, you still have the material until you sell. And I'm comfortable. I really am. And that was one other component to that. There are a lot of people that look at the spot price and they say, well, that's what the price is. Well, just try buying physical material at spot price when it's low. It's almost impossible because people don't want to sell it at the low price.
And there has been so much news this week. We could probably spend the entire show on that. I'll cover some of that tonight at the meetup. And in addition to doing the second part of the crash course, which we'll get into fuzzy numbers. But I would say I'm going to rate a nice presentation double bliss.
John, I haven't said this before, but you have caused, I think the only time that I've seen anybody walk out of one of our meetups is when you were on. The information is so obvious, so correct, so poignant that one person left in disbelief, in absolute disbelief. And, you know, if anyone wants to come to our meetup, they're certainly welcome, unless they're a politician. And but they need to have an open mind, because if they don't have an open mind, they are certainly going to waste their time, because what we teach is not taught in school. It is not taught. You know, I have my master's in business, and I know you do. I didn't learn any of this in my master's course. Did you?
No, I didn't.
Nope. And I have a bachelor's in finance and a minor in economics. And I still wasn't taught this. So let's get into today's class, John.
Well, started talking last week about the P&L, which I say is the psychology and logistics. And it's important in survival to know yourself, know others, and know the situation. And today we're going to look a little bit into knowing yourself. And I want to just make sure that we're all on the same page, talking the same language. So I've got a couple of questions I want to run through.
Okay.
And these are going to be pretty simple, multiple choice. Mm-hmm. And if you could help me out by counting the hands as they go up, mm-hmm. so that we can see what the audience says.
Okay.
First question, our calendar consists of 12 months, but these months have numbers. Based on the numbers of the months, what is the first month of the year? So I'm giving four choices: A, January; B, February; mm-hmm. C, March; mm-hmm. and D, April.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you, I'm looking at the hands in the class, and most people are saying A, January.
Okay. Next question, and this is one that I made because, you know, people like to have a bonus question, and I'm not making it as simple as, you know, what's your name, mm-hmm. but and I tried to make it situational because I don't know. Are you at home? Are you traveling down the car? Are you on the International Space Station? So there's a little bit of, you know, you're going to have to grade yourself on this one. So this one is, how fast are you traveling at this moment? And choose the closest answer. A, I'm just sitting here, 0 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. B, I'm riding down the highway, 60 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. C, I'm flying 500 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
D, I'm in orbit 25,000 miles an hour. Or E, look out, Captain Kirk, I'm going a million miles an hour.
Are you going to have to read those again because a lot of the class is scratching their head?
Okay. A, I'm just sitting here going zero.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
B, I'm traveling down the highway about 60 miles an hour. C, I'm flying 500 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
D, I'm in orbit 25,000 miles an hour. Or watch out, Captain Kirk, I'm going a million miles an hour. And just to put that in perspective, I don't think you'd be too worried because even at a million miles an hour, it takes 3.5 days to get from here to the sun.
I can tell you that most of the hands were up for A, I'm just sitting here at 0 miles per hour. Some were up for 25,000 miles an hour, which was D, and some were up for E, look out, Captain Kirk, I'm going a million miles an hour. But most were at A, I'm just sitting here at 0 miles per hour.
Okay, I guess go ahead and quickly cover the answers here. On the first one, our calendar consists of 12 months. Which one's the first month of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's obviously March. C. And based on the numbers, most of our months are named, but a few still retain their numbers. And unfortunately, with our education system, we're not taught what these prefixes are.
Mm-hmm.
If you start with September, the sept is basically Latin for seven. October is a little bit more obvious. You know, oct. We know octagons or octopus. You know, you've got eight of something.
Mm-hmm.
November, novum is the nine. December, decimal, decade, is the 10.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if December is the 10th, that means January is the 11th and February is the 12th month, which makes March the first month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets interesting in that before they changed it to January, this is where the astrological calendar starts, too. And we'll get to the second question after the break.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 8th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.82.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.21.90, $8.10.95 for a half ounce, or $405.48 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.21.90, $8.10.95, and $405.48.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a second. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Moore and I are talking about survival economics. We are at class number 102. 101 was last week. Two more classes coming up next Friday and the Friday after. Survival economics with John Reagan. And we're learning about some of the topics that he's going to cover in his almost finished book. John Reagan, you're going to be at the meetup this Friday. That's tonight at 5:30. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter Corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. And we're going to be talking about the crash course, part number two of the crash course. So let's continue, please. You were talking about the calendar, and we went into a break. And why don't you finish up that part one more time, please?
Yeah, the first month is March, and anybody that's familiar with the astrological signs knows that Aries is the first sign, which is in March. And when you also understand what the names mean, March and Aries are all referring to Mars, the god of war. So in essence, our calendar starts off being dedicated to war. Now, moving on to the second question, how fast are we traveling at the moment? Again, you have to be honest on this, and the answer would be E. Look out, I'm going a million miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And the reasoning behind that is that even though you might be sitting in a chair at the moment, you have to consider, one, that the Earth is turning on the axis, and if you're at the equator, you're going about 1,000 miles an hour. By the time you get up to where we are, it's probably about 900 miles an hour. And then the sun, of course, the Earth is going around the sun's going around the galaxy, and the galaxy is traveling through the solar system, or through the universe, at a speed of somewhere between 500,000 to 1,000,000 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. So you might ask, what's the relevance do these questions have to preparedness? And it comes down to, one, is that what you think you know, you might not know. And two, you tend to look at situations from a self-centered point of view. And it's just to try and get you to look at the situation differently, because you need to be able to evaluate, like I say, yourself and the situation.
So, John Reagan, I believe what you're saying is that, you know, just us being in the broadcast studio, we're not going anywhere unless, you know, we're rotating our chair a little bit. We might be moving very slowly, but actually, looking from a farther out perspective, we're flying. I mean, we're going a million miles an hour. So the point I guess you're making is that you need to look at what's happening, not from a micro perspective, but look at it from the whole perspective.
Yeah, and you have to be careful with this, because if you're traveling down the highway and the policeman pulls you over and he comes up and he asks, "Do you know how fast you're going?" If you answer a million miles an hour, he may not have a sense of humor.
I think that's a test that they give, that the police are not allowed to have a sense of humor. You won't make it through the interview if you have a sense of humor. Okay, so let's continue. So we're going a million miles an hour. So our perspective we need to look at from we need to look at the whole picture. That's really what we're saying.
Right. And like I say, one thing you need to know yourself, and that gets into your what you know, your attitudes, your beliefs. And one of the things you can do to check this out, if you search on Nolan Chart Exam, N-O-L-A-N, this will lead you to where you can answer a few questions, and it will show where you are in the political spectrum. Mm-hmm. Typically, we're taught that there's just this left-right axis, you know, liberal-conservative. Mm-hmm. But that's not really all there is. There's actually another axis that's the statist-libertarian axis. Mm-hmm. The statist side is the authoritarian, you know, where the state's in control. The libertarian is the freedom where the individual is sovereign. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting that my wife took this test, and she thought she was going to end up well into the conservative area, and she ended up being as far libertarian as you can get.
Is this the test that I think you can go left, right, top, or bottom?
Yes.
Libertarians at the top?
Yes.
Okay. I'll tell you how I scored in just a minute when we come back. John Reagan, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com, Survival Economics. We're setting a reference point for us to continue. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with me, and we're talking about Survival Economics 102, and he mentioned the Nolan chart, and I remember taking that test, and I tested to the highest level of libertarian that you can get, right? I mean, there's no higher part in that chart that I could have been. Is that what you were talking about, John?
Yes, that's what I was talking about.
And how did you test?
I always end up in the libertarian, but I'll... It depends on, I guess, how I feel that day or the questions I get. I can end up a little bit to the left or right of center there.
Okay. But you're always a libertarian?
Always a libertarian.
Okay. All right, let's continue.
And some people like to equate the libertarian side with anarchy, and that's really not the case. And I'd like to illustrate that.
Okay.
I think everybody knows what a chessboard looks like, even if you don't know how to play chess. And you've got the pieces on the board, and they have rules for how they can move. So as the game progresses, you end up with different positions based on those rules.
Mm-hmm.
Well, imagine you walked up to a table that has this chessboard, and it's left in the middle of a game. And you take your fist, and you just hit the table as hard as you can, and those pieces just scatter all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
That is anarchy. Mm-hmm. You've destroyed order, and the point is basically to destroy the order in order to implement a status-type government.
Mm-hmm.
That's not libertarian.
Okay, well, I think we need to have some order. I think we need to have some rules, but I don't think we need to have rules about the rain that lands on my roof belonging to the government. If I want to use that rain that lands on my roof to water my garden or take a shower with or whatever I want to do with it, as long as I'm not polluting it and sending it down to somebody else and damaging the environment, I believe I ought to be able to use that rain to for productive purposes.
And it's not to say that there aren't laws and that we don't need standards.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads me into the next section where I talk about the building blocks of things.
Okay.
And my undergraduate degree is in computer science.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I learned during that is how computers really work at the most basic level. And hopefully, by the time I get done with this, you'll have some insight that might help you out in making some of your Excel formulas. Computers, no matter whether it's a smartphone or a supercomputer, a Mac or a PC, it doesn't matter. Every digital computer is based on four functions. And if you're comfortable with the concept of a light switch, I can start you off there.
Let's go.
A light switch has two positions, off and on. You know, it's normally installed to where when you flip it up, the light comes on. You flip it down, the light goes off. Well, what you've just experienced there is what's called the not function. Not off is on, not on is off. And that's pretty much all you can do with one switch. But if you have two, you can start doing things differently. And I think most people nowadays either have or are familiar with keyless remotes for cars. So you've got a button to lock and unlock the door. And if you're sitting in the car, you've got a button on the door to do a lock and an unlock. Well, if you're sitting there in the car and the door is locked, you have a choice. You can hit the unlock on the door. You can hit the unlock on your remote. Or you can do both. And no matter if you hit one, the other, or both, you're going to end up with an unlocked door. And that's called the OR function. Similarly, when you're in the car and you want to start it, you have to have the key in the ignition, and you have to have the car in park or neutral. And the only way you can get the ignition to go is to turn the key while it's in park or neutral.
Mm-hmm.
If you had it in reverse and you try turning the key, it's not going to start. So having to have those two things is called an AND function. If you've ever seen a documentary with the missile silos, they've got two people in there with their own stations, and if they're ever going to launch a missile, they have to turn two keys, one for each person at the same time. And if they don't both go at the same time, there's no missile launch. That is the AND. And the last function, if you've ever, say, walked into these bathrooms that have two doors and they've got a light switch by each door,
mm-hmm.
If you flip on the switch, you got the light. If you go out through the other door, you flip that one up. So this function is called exclusive OR. It means one or the other, but not both.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that switch, the switch is there. As long as one or the other is in the up position, you've got light. If they're both up or both down, it's off.
So you've got the not, the OR, the and the exclusive OR.
Right.
Okay.
And the point here is that everything that you see computers do are based on those four functions. And we've taken that and abstracted it to a point where you do simple things like in Excel, add a couple of cells, and that actually can get into thousands or millions of these building block type functions to get you that answer. But ultimately, it's always one of those four functions. And that's with something that man has created. But if you look at the universe is made up of matter, and we learned in school that these atoms are made up of three particles, protons, neutrons, and electrons. Now, the protons and neutrons are in the nucleus, and the proton is a positive charge, and that's the one that says what the atom ends up being. You know, one is hydrogen all the way up to the natural order of things. Uranium is number 92. If you add or subtract a proton, you actually get a different element. Neutrons are what lets the protons stay together, because if you just had protons in the middle, they would repel each other and the atom would fall apart. Well, there's a normal amount of neutrons in a particular type of atom, and if you end up with more or less, those things are called isotopes. And then the electron is what balances out the electrical charge of the atom. So typically they're neutral. If it's not, then we call those things ions. And, you know, these things do matter because you get these free radicals in your body. Basically, those things are electron stealers. They don't have enough electrons themselves, and they do damage to our bodies. But we look at every bit of matter that we see in the universe is made up of these three building blocks. And we can go on to life. All life, as we know it, is based upon DNA. Well, DNA has four building blocks. They're abbreviated A, T, C, and G. These come in pairs. A and T are together. C and G are together. So there's a different number of these building blocks that make different creatures. But it's always, you know, one of those four numbers as you're reading along one side of the DNA pair. So every bit of life that we know of is built off these four building blocks. Then we can go a step further, and what we're familiar with on a day-to-day scale is language. In English, we've got 26 letters. We also have punctuation. And if you stop and think about it, all these things that we deal with, whether it's computers, matter, life, being built off of three or four building blocks, and here we have our language built off 26 building blocks. Our language is really far more complicated than these other items we just discussed. Mm-hmm. And to me, this also gets into our belief system. Because if you go into Genesis and it says, "And God said," well, the language of God, I would think, would be as powerful as anything that we've gone through on these building blocks. And this is where we have to determine, you know, where we are and where others are. And the way I've done this is there's two questions I've put together. One, is there a spiritual God that created the physical universe? And two, is there a spiritual life after physical death? Now, we have beliefs and act out based on how we feel about those two questions. In reality, we don't know what the real answer is, and there's consequences depending on if we're right or wrong. But if we look, there's really four combinations that can answer that, and I believe there's really only two real answers, either yes, yes, or no, no. And to briefly go through there, if you believe that there is a God, and if you believe there is life after death, if you're right, you know, there's no problem, that's what you expected. If you're wrong, you won't know because there's no life after death, so it doesn't matter. If you're a yes, yes, then the meaning of life is, you know, really boundless. It's you've got rules defined by the Creator, you've got hope, and it's just, you know, one amazing thing after another. On the other hand, if you're a no-no, if you're right, you'll never know because, again, you know, a no-no would believe that there is no life after death. And since they'd be right, they wouldn't know. On the other hand, if they're wrong and there is life after death, they could be facing some big problems. Ultimately, for them, the meaning of life has no meaning. Because, it, you know, this is all there is, and so it's up to you what's right. Now, you can, you know, live a life of service because that's what suits you, or you can live a life of selfishness because, again, that's what suits you. And ultimately, I think one of the big problems is you have no hope because, again, this is all there is. There's nothing you can do to go beyond that. And when you get into a survival situation, I think it's important to know what you're dealing with. And then you also need to am I still on?
Yeah, you're still on.
Okay. My headphone just did something weird.
And by the way, what you are describing here, these choices that individuals make, really have a profound effect on the decisions that they make and whether they care about the ramifications of the decisions. This is really profound. John Reagan's with me. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. These lead into what's happening in financial environments throughout the world. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-gene meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-gene meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with me today, and we're talking about survival economics, and we're getting to the root of some of the some of these issues. And he has two questions. One is there a spiritual God that created the physical universe? And you can answer that yes or no. And then his other question is there a spiritual life after physical death? And you can answer that yes or no. And if you feel that, if you look at this and you say, well, some people might think that there is no God and that there is no spiritual life after physical death. If the answer to those questions is no and no, then you can look at what was attributed to P.T. Barnum saying that actually he didn't say, someone else said it, but there's a sucker born every minute. So if you look at there's a sucker born every minute, then you can see what Wall Street is doing. And they're saying, well, you know what, we'll just take advantage of everybody that we can. And many of them probably do not believe that there's a God and probably do not believe that there's spiritual life after physical death. So if there's no God and there's no life after physical death, who cares? Let's take advantage of everybody we can. And that's what it appears that we're seeing. John, please continue.
Yeah, it took a long journey this morning, but it was necessary to lay a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through the building blocks because I think when you go through those building blocks and you could look at those as evidence, I look at that evidence and I come down on the side of yes, yes on those questions.
Mm-hmm.
Other people look at the evidence and just say, no, just that's the way it works. We're lucky it works that way. And, you know, they're on the no, no side.
Mm-hmm.
But what's important is to realize that, one, not everybody thinks the same way you do. People have different points of view, and you tend to look at things from a self-centered point of view. So once you step out of that and start looking at when you get into that survival situation, if you don't know a person, you have to assess them. And that is not easy because, you know, people do lie. And if they're a yes-yes type person and they know that they're accountable for what they do, that's okay. But if it's a no-no type person, they may lie to you just to get what you have and feel no remorse at all about it. And it's important and critical to understand the difference. It's not easy. You know, you don't want to just go and shoot everybody that comes onto the property. That's not the right thing to do. But at the same time, you have to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. And it took, you know, we have these meetups every Friday night. And it took a long time for the group to decide who was survivalist and who was interested in preparing, and who was not there to tell lies. And so, yeah, it's clear who's on the right side, but it took 6 months. And I agree with what you're saying.
And I just read a book this past weekend, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? It's by Andy Andrews. And it's a short book, but it's very insightful. And the 11 million people refer to the people killed by the Nazis in World War II. Mm-hmm. And these weren't just the Jews. And the simple answer to that question is so that you lie to them.
Yeah.
It wasn't done by force. You know, they put them into positions and told them, this is for your own good.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they go and visit and talk to them, they went in small groups, mostly unarmed, and explained the situation that, you know, now the Russians are coming and we've got a place for you to go where you can work and your wife can stay home and your children can be educated. And we just please get your families together and get on the train, come together, get them on the train. And at that point, once they were on the train and the door was locked, their next stop was typically in the middle of one of these camps.
Yeah.
And we all know how that turned out.
Yeah. Auschwitz, Buchenwald, Treblinka. Absolutely. Death camps. Yep, you're absolutely right. And it was a long journey today talking about how some of these lies are perpetrated by people like the Goebbels of Nazi Germany. I'm Vince Fanelli, John Reagan. We're going to continue and get into the meat next Friday, exactly what is happening, how it's happened, and now that we've laid the foundation, you will understand how these lies can be perpetrated. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens?
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.